The following is part of the speech delivered by Imam Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, in a meeting with thousands of people. The meeting took place in the Imam Khomeini Husseiniyah on January 8, 2025, on the anniversary of the 1978 historic uprising against the oppressive Pahlavi regime. Soft warfare tactics include lies, deceptions, creating a distance between reality and the public's thought and perceptions. When you are growing stronger, it propagates that you are getting weaker. When the enemy itself is weakening, it propagates that it is growing stronger. When you become invulnerable, it says, "I will destroy you with threats." This is how the enemy's propagation works. And some people get affected by this. Today, the fundamental important task for our propagation apparatus, our cultural and propagational institutions, our Ministry of Culture and Guidance, our broadcasting organization, and our social media activists is to tear down and shatter the veil of the enemy's illusion of power and to prevent the enemy's propaganda from influencing public opinion. This is exactly what the people of Qom did on that day, the uprising of January 9th, 1978. They took this tool from the enemy on that day and shattered it. They did something so that the enemy would no longer be able to continue. Subhanallah, so now, regarding the use of the lessons from the 19th of day, I would like to mention one more thing related to this issue, which is that the essence of the arrogant powers hasn't changed. No one should think the US today is any different from the US that was in those days, or the Zionist regime today is different from what the Zionist regime was at that time. No, it's the same. Their methods have changed. Their tools have changed. Back then, they operated using written articles. Today, their means and tools have become 1,000 times more diverse, extensive, and effective. We must be 1,000 times more vigilant than we were back then. We must pay attention, be cautious, ensure security, and create immunity. We mustn't believe what the enemy says. This is the key. We mustn't believe what the enemy says. If you see anything in the enemy's propaganda that seems like it was designed to influence you, reject it. Know that they're lying.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done.